Paul Miskimmins is running for the State House from District 20. Paul, please remind us why you're running.
I'm running, JP, because I'm a proud citizen of the state of South Dakota. I was born and raised here. And additionally, after retiring, I really took a lot of time deciding whether to run. But I chose because of my 11 grandchildren growing up in South Dakota to make a good effort to make a difference for the future of our state.
What skills and knowledge would you bring to state government?
First of all, I'll bring respect for others. I can work cooperatively. I've worked on many community boards. I've managed my own dental practice for 38 years. We own our family farm, which we built a herd of 400 cow-calf pairs. Today it's down to 220, but I'm the president and I have business experience working with others to manage organizations.
What do you believe are the top three responsibilities of state government?
To serve the people of South Dakota, to take care of the needs of the people of South Dakota, to educate our children. So I'd say those are the three primary things that I would point to.
What letter grade would you give to state government overall and why?
I would rate state government quite highly. And what I've seen with the funds that we have, I think they're extremely efficient in utilizing the funds that are collected. We're a low income, we're a high and average income, but a low tax state. And that does limit the services we provide, but I think the funds are spent very carefully.
What are your thoughts on how the state should deal with prison overcrowding due to the rising abuse of methamphetamine and opioid drugs?
This is one of our state's biggest challenges, the growth of drug abuse, the impact on families, the impact on mental health. The cost to serve these is something that is important for all South Dakota to work together to find the best solutions we can and to move forward and create opportunities for people who have made mistakes in their lives with alcohol and drug abuse.
What changes, if any, would you like to see in the current K-12 funding formula?
I don't have the experience to fix those problems by myself, but I'm open to looking. I know one of the challenges is that we're a big state, and in some areas, we have large areas with not very many people living in them. The cost of our rural schools brings down the cost of teacher compensation. Perhaps changes in the funding formula and ways to raise revenues are two of the best areas that I think could work to remedy that situation.
What would you propose to increase transparency in state government?
I think efforts have been made to open up and make everything as transparent as it could be. I'm totally open to suggestions from the public as to what could be improved for their awareness and their ability to understand all that goes on.
What is your definition of corruption?
Well, I don't think that's already defined in codified law, so I don't think it's very important what my definition is. We already have a definition that serves our state well.
If elected, what committee assignments do you plan to seek and why?
I think it's a natural fit for me. Should I be elected as the only doctor in the South Dakota legislature to be on Health and Human Services? I'd be open to serve on any other committee that I was requested to do so. I do have an interest in the future of education in our state, and I would be happy if that were the one that they asked me to serve on.
What are your thoughts on enacting a state corporate and/or personal income tax? Why or why not?
I think business is challenging enough, being a business owner, to have a profit, to treat your employees fairly, to look out and serve for their health care, fair benefit packages, and for saving for their future. I think also at this time, those state income tax and additional burdens on business would make it very challenging to recruit new business to our state.
What do you feel is the biggest challenge facing state government in the next 2 years?
Even though it's one I wish we weren't dealing with, I believe that problems are opportunities. If we can have good enough leadership, if we can listen and work together, finding solutions for our biggest problems. And I do believe that the biggest problem that we're facing today for families and individuals is our drug and methamphetamine problem.
What are your thoughts on expanding Medicaid?
As I stated the other night, 1 in 3 children are already on the Medicaid program. I'm aware of some of the proposals that were made by Governor Dugard. I also know how the federal government has spoken about trading and assuming some of the costs for Indian health care should we advance and expand Medicaid. I'm totally for looking forward, but I also am not for lifetime Medicaid for those who are healthy or capable of working.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
All I would add, JP, is that it's been a privilege. It is a privilege to run. It would be a wonderful privilege to serve. And I've worked to be happy and have fun meeting the people as I ran for this particular office.
And that's Paul Miskimmins, a candidate for the State House of Representatives from District 20.